Persian Blue, after the BP oil spill, Tampa Museum. 1. We leave the jewels and daggers, a long wool rug whose dyes have deepened to rust. You don't notice. Near the exit, two guards chat about the spill. A sea blue bowl dazzles me, its crake lore like arteries, blue ink where blood would be. No one knows the name of the woman in the porcelain, offering a man sweet cakes. Could she be Scheherazade? Each night, always the first. Cushions unchanged, pastries never stale. They've been buried centuries, no one to complete the story. Is it still that dark underwater, the guard asks? You tell them of the dead zones, cloudy-eyed fish covered in sores and scars, of fishermen, their nets slack with fewer crayfish and oysters. I come when you call, swept away from the bowl, full of unfulfillment, and down terrace steps. In the park, by the riverwalk, children dodge jets of water, their joyful noise sharp as crystals. The brown Hillsborough River flows into the bay and circles the dozens of spoil islands. 2. Tonight, our 1,002nd night, tell me the story of our laughter through sudden summer rain. Tell me the story of salt on your shoulder, chest, and chin. Tell me how that first week we seemed to know our past by heart, where we'd been and where we planned to go. Tell me the story of how we woke up wet in each other's arms and watched the gulf widen into deep water where beyond our vision an explosion claimed 11 workers, smoke billowing skyward, a dark reflection of the darkness below. Who's to blame? Who knew what? We can't keep any story straight. 3. Somewhere, the Gulf still rolls brightly ashore. After oily booms were hauled in, dispersants and matted wings, closed for business and wringing hands, and thousands of small fish pale as plaster dust. On that shore, crabs shuffle out at night and mate. We watch gulls float down the old river, vanishing under a bridge, plastic bottles idle and bilge until an unseen current carries them away. The way will part. Across the river, the university gleams its confection of bricks and minarets like gingerbread with icing dusted silver. Perhaps Scheherazade's bowl, its story inked into bone and china clay, will fill for us with wine. We would trade it between our lips and see the picture rise with every sip, while our faces warm, and you tell me the story in which I mistake you for the story.